from KQED. And now we're going to bring you a high school love story. It's about two Filipino immigrants finding a lost love after four decades apart. We're calling them Tess and Marco because they're both undocumented, and they've asked us not to use their real names. Their story comes to us as part of a new series called At Risk in the Trump Era, produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Over the next few weeks, student reporters will explore the impact of the first 100 days of the Trump presidency on vulnerable communities in Southern California. Here's reporter Paula Mardo.
Tess and Marco were high school sweethearts in the Philippines, but only one of them knew it. It was the 1970s, and this song was blaring out of car radios across Manila.
I love her since we were in high school.
He was my buddy, and he was my best friend, and I didn't even know that he got interest on me.
Tess didn't know, partly because Marco was planning to be a priest. His Catholic family and everyone in school knew it. So even though they cared for each other, Tess and Marco stayed buddy-buddy in high school, then parted ways after graduation. But when priesthood didn't work out, Marco always kept Tess in mind.
Four times I dream of her, 1989, 1992, 98, and 2002.
Then in 2012, 37 years after graduation, they finally reconnected.
I'm always looking for her on the Facebook. I type her name and it doesn't come out.
Marco searched for his high school class and then...
Ting! Voila!
Hi, remember me? I'm adding you as a friend. You're not accepting yet.
Tess was in Los Angeles, working as a caregiver or a domestic worker for the sick and elderly. Marco was in Saudi Arabia, managing a printing press for an Arabic newspaper. Though they were 8,000 miles apart, they messaged each other almost every day.
Ingat ka po dyan. I told her, take care always and bear in mind always that I love you very much.
We felt like we're in high school again. Yeah, but it was so corny. So corny because we're already old.
And then I told her, you look old. She told me, what do you expect? Sa hirap ng pinagdaanan ko because her life is so miserable. That's why.
Before coming to America, Tess was married to an abusive husband in Manila.
He's possessive. He is hitting me emotionally, physically. He's hurting me.
To make matters worse, he left his job and gambled away their savings. Tess had to take caregiver jobs overseas to support their kids and make ends meet. She was forced to work long hours. One employer refused to feed her.
I really had to eat the dog food that time.
Tess rarely saw the money she was paid for these jobs. Later, she realized she'd been a victim of labor trafficking. When she finally got out, she followed one of her daughters who had moved to Los Angeles.
I worked from job after job. I was like homeless that time, trying to establish myself alone.
Tess got a divorce and wanted to restart her life. Marco was in a similar rut. He grew tired of living so far from friends and family in Saudi Arabia. That's when he sent Tess that fateful friend request. And after months of chatting, he saved up some money to visit her in L.A.
When I saw him at the airport going out, and he was walking towards me, and I said, oh my God, this is for real? Oh, he's still cute. Boog, 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 boog.
We just meet at the middle, and then I kiss her. Only in cheek. I whisper her, I'm going to kneel and then propose with you to marry me. And then he told me, no, not here. He's scared.
Tess had overstayed her visa. At that moment, she was worried she would get picked up by U.S. customs agents if they attracted too much attention. So Marco withheld his proposal.
When his visa is about to expire, I said to him, so what's your plan? You can go back. I said, no, I'm not going to leave you anymore with these things happening to you. We're going to live here.
Tess and Marco have been living together ever since. Tess is now a caregiver for employers that she says treat her well and give her fair pay. Marco is a maintenance worker and usually the house chef.
Excuse me.
Pork adobo is his specialty.
Wow, you can hear it. You have to put the cover and then wait.
We talk about Trump recently, and we're thinking without immigrants in America, what's going to happen, you know? And if I get deported...
What's going to happen to me? I will not cook anymore. What's the use? I will cook and then I'm the one who will eat.
Kidding aside, Tess and Marco are at risk whether they want to admit it or not.
Open the door!
Who's this?
It's the police! Open the door!
After hearing rumors about an immigration raid targeting undocumented Filipinos, Tess and Marco attend a Know Your Rights workshop. Volunteers act out what to do if ICE comes knocking.
Basic ones. So again, let's do it again. I don't want to answer any questions.
I don't want to answer any questions.
Many in the room don't know what to do if faced with ICE agents, Marco included.
We get some ideas how to deal with the ICE. You don't have to sign anything and you don't give them permission to search you.
After the workshop, Tess leads the group in a song. She sings, "The life of an immigrant is one long fight." Tess insists she and Marco are not afraid, but things change after they hear of an undocumented Filipino arrested by ICE and deported. This time, it's not a rumor. So now Tess and Marco are avoiding airports, trying to keep a low profile. And after I've spent months with them, they ask me to change their names for the story. There's an old saying in Tagalog, bahala na. It means,
if certain things happen, it's gonna happen.
It's how Tess and Marco look at their situation. Fate brought them together, and fate will keep them together. Here, no matter what.
We have established a good life here in America. We built our dream after 37 years, but if I'll be deported, I'll fight for my rights until the last breath. I'll fight for it.
Fight.
Marco sings at a makeshift karaoke bar at a local community center. Tess takes a selfie with him.
This for you.
A souvenir photo to add to their unending Facebook timeline. Another chapter in a love story 4 decades in the making.
You can dance.
For the California Report, I'm Paula Mardo in Los Angeles.
Nothing sing, but while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So
that story was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Next week, our series At Risk in the Trump Era continues with a profile of a transgender 20-something whose home life has become more hostile since the election.